Creeps love Bud Light. Bill Gates buys 1.7 million shares of Anheuser-Busch valued at $95 million. By Elaine Mallon on September 6, 2023. Bill Gates has acquired 1.7 million shares of Anheuser-Busch InBev through the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation Trust during the second quarter of this year. The billionaire may have made the investment on the hopes that the company can get past its Bud Light fiasco. Or he may think its new brand image fits with his infamous reputation as an office bully and friend of Jeffrey Epstein. The market value of Gates' investment in Anheuser-Busch is valued at $95 million, according to TipRanks. Over the past 6 months, the company's share price has fallen nearly 9%, the New York Post reported. In the past 5 days, the stock has been down over 3%. Sales have been on a steady decline since Dylan Mulvaney flaunted the customized Bud Light can with his face on it on April 1. As Breitbart News reported at the time, the nationwide backlash against this marketing disaster vaporized $6 billion in market value. Gates' acquisition of 1.7 million shares reveals that he sees the beer giant making a comeback with consumers following its ill-fated advertisement campaign with transgender activist Dylan Mulvaney. Morgan Stanley analyst Sarah Simon told TipRanks the beer giant's growth in emerging markets like in the Asia-Pacific region limits the impact of the U.S. share loss. After one-off costs in 2023, we see profitability growth resuming in 2024, with strong cash flow growth driving leverage to the target 2.0x, allowing for both an increase in the payout ratio as well as the resumption of share buybacks from 2026, Simon told TipRanks. Current valuation fails to reflect this upside, in our view. Despite this rosy view of the future, Bud Light continues to suffer in America. Breitbart News recently reported on Modelo continuing to widen its lead over the brand, which once ruled America's retail establishments. The latest Nielsen IQ data provided to Fox Business by Bump Williams Consulting shows Bud Light sales in off-premise locations such as grocery stores and gas stations tumbling 15.9% on a dollar basis and down 20.1% on a volume basis year-to-date as of August 19. Modelo was up 10.3% in sales and 9.6% in volume. Bill Gates recently made news when it was revealed that women seeking employment at his private office were asked sexually explicit questions. As Breitbart News reported, some of the women were asked about their involvement in extramarital affairs, their preferences in pornography, and whether they had any nude photographs of themselves on their phones. This line of questioning would be unacceptable and a violation of Gates Ventures' agreement with the contractor, a spokeswoman for Gates Ventures stated, expressing unawareness of such practices during background checks. Concentric Advisors, the firm responsible for the screenings, defended their practices, stating that their protocols comply with all applicable laws. The firm's primary goal, they claimed, was to uncover any information that could potentially be used to compromise or blackmail individuals who would be working closely with one of the world's wealthiest men. This behavior mirrors some of his past situations. Microsoft insiders referred to Gates as an office bully pursuing affairs with women in the office. Gates' ongoing shenanigans with women and his close relationship with Jeffrey Epstein, which he continually attempts to downplay, also put him in a sticky situation when he initiated an affair with a young Russian bridge player.